Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
All right, so you're a buyer. You're a buyer looking at real estate, and let's discuss the red flags and also let's discuss the good signs. Meaning, what are the things you should be aware of as a buyer that should alert you that perhaps you're approaching this the wrong way versus the right way? And I don't mean that morally. I just mean there's a good way and a bad way. You got it? Okay. There's a better way than there is another way. Okay. Okay. So congratulations. Now, if you're a buyer, you're officially obsessed with real estate, right? You're swerving towards every open house sign and poring over glorious property pictures online again and again. But how serious are you about actually coughing up a down payment and buying a home? All right, since it's sometimes hard to sort out your true feelings, allow your pals over at Realtor.com to help you figure that out. Odds are you're actually just window shopping if you fit any of these red flags. So number one, red flag number one, you stick to open houses. Open houses are low commitment ways to ogle beautiful homes without the pressure to actually make an offer or even move in the direction of one. But how much is too much? If you find yourself addicted to these group showings with no desire to move towards one-on-one appointments, you could just be a looky-loo reluctant to commit to home ownership. Now, you need to know who you are. You need to know if you really are motivated and really do want to make this work. If you're just testing the ground by visiting open houses, you know, 1% of homes actually sell from an open house. Sellers, you hear that? 1%. Great opportunity for me to meet prospects and actually start a relationship with them and help them get off the red flag number one of sticking to open houses and really pursuing the better way of finding houses. Let's think about it, buyer. Are you one of those looky-loos? Number two, red flag number two, you're all over the map. If you're looking at the houses in a bunch of different neighborhoods that are far apart from one another, you're really most likely not ready to buy. So it's a huge signal that people are still in the casually looking stage and just really aren't committed. It is a long list of towns. You know, you're going from Germantown to Leesburg. You know, you're going from Northwest D.C. to Fredericksburg. You know, it's when you're kind of all over the map, you really don't know what you want, right? Number three, you've seen a house more than twice. One showing is good. A second showing is great. But if you keep going back again and again and again, you know, why is it going to take you that many times to see a house to really come to terms that you now want to own it? We work with buyers, and sometimes they'll see a house three times because they're bringing family back on that third final confirmation visit, correct? But you keep looking at houses too often and too many times going back and not making a decision, you're probably not ready to buy. Lastly, number four, you're agentless, meaning you haven't chosen someone to represent you. You know, at our group, Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster, we represent sellers and buyers. Now, a buyer comes to me, and I had one come last week who came to me and said, I want to find a house in this particular price range in this particular school district. Can you assist me? Of course, we do, and we set up an automatic search for all the listings that feed the particular price range in the particular school district that this purchaser wanted. We've introduced them to our lender. They already had one, which is great. They've already gotten themselves pre-approved for a mortgage, so they've stepped through the financial gate of getting ready to purchase. And now they're fed information from us on what becomes available. They're ready on the back end that they could make a purchase at any time. And we're now looking at real estate together. Now, how does that work? A buyer who's really motivated is picking up the phone and texting, calling, or emailing to let me know there's something that they want to see. And either myself or one of my team will meet them at the house, walk them through, and help them see the good and the bad of a particular property, whether it's the way the property sits on the lot or whether it's the issues with the basement or the ceiling or whatever there may be. Our goal as buyer agent in this scenario is to point out the benefits and the drawbacks of any particular property as we lead them through the process of decision making. So if you're agentless, you're seeing plenty of potential homes, but never with an agent, you might think you just want to go it alone, but really, maybe you just want to wiggle away from the pressure you might feel from an agent because you don't really want that. You don't feel like maybe you're worried that an agent's going to make you feel like you have to make an offer. Well, maybe that's not the right agent, but you really do want to have that free advice. I mean, frankly, it might cost you a couple hundred bucks to hire an agent because the seller pays the commission for a buyer agent who brings buyers around to houses. So why not? If you don't work with a good agent, find a good agent. Qualify somebody, okay? If you need a good agent, come to the ericstewartgroup.com. Okay? We'll find you a great agent, even if it's not right here where we work. We'll vet an agent anywhere in the country to help you purchase a home anywhere. Red flag number five. You've been looking for a while. You know, you can tell how serious potential buyers are by how long they've been property hunting. And there's maybe a 50% chance you're a looky-loo if you've been searching for over a month without any realistic prospects. Seriously, over a month. Because, why? You might say, that's not very long. Well, you can get access to so much information now. It used to be that the agents controlled all the information, and so, you know, agents would have to talk to other agents to find out about what other properties there might be. No, it's not that way. Everything is right there on the web, immediately available. And, you know, even for our group, we have listings that we've taken in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia that are not on the market yet, but are going to come on the market at some point in the next probably, you know, 2 weeks to 6 weeks. And we built out a coming soon section on our website so people could see what's going to be coming up, just giving them a kind of, you know, creating a little bit of buzz. It's a little bit like fishing. We're fishing for prospects while we're going to where we're really going to fish, which is in, you know, a certain period of time, maybe 2-4 weeks from now. We're going to go live with the sign and the house will be available fully. Well, we're going to throw a couple lines off the back of our boat, so to speak, and try to fish for some buyers as we're heading to where we're really going, which is, you know, the open market at some point in the future. And last year we sold 6 houses that way. There are opportunities for buyers to get information. If you have looked for a month and aren't finding anything that's really viable, maybe you need to circle back. And I definitely recommend you find a real estate agent to work with who can help you understand what it is that you really want. Sometimes you don't know how to make a decision. I'm not saying that as a criticism, but more sometimes none of us do. We walk into a store, we're really not sure what we want. We know we need something, but we need someone to tell us and help us understand why what they're showing us is really what we need. And that's the art of good salesmanship. So, good sign number one, you crave one-on-one appointments. Okay, in other words, you've kind of let go of running away from working with somebody, and you're eager to set up a one-on-one appointment to look at potential homes. You know, if somebody wants private time with me or my group, not group time, it means that they're really interested in getting insight and wanting to move forward. Number two, you bring friends or family along. Typically, a married person looking without their spouse is just window shopping. Okay. But showing the home to your significant other, another family member, or a trusted friend indicates you envision your life in the property and want a second opinion from somebody you trust. Or even more important, someone else who will be living there. Okay, good sign number three. You got a lot of questions. Do you find yourself lying awake at night wondering how old the roof is of that house that you're eyeing? Serious buyers tend to engage in a dialogue about the home and their specific needs and are also interested in hearing about the entire process from a realtor. All right? So you might be asking questions about the neighborhood attributes, schools, the age of mechanicals, distance to parks and recreation, kitchen and bath updates. Questions are a good thing. And lastly, you know what you can afford and you've secured the financing. You already know what you can afford. If you're pre-qualified, you're actively securing a mortgage with a lender, that shows me that you're ready to buy. If you want a copy of the information I just shared, this is courtesy of Realtor.com and Margaret Hydenry. Go to our blog. You can find it there. Okay, quick break. Stuart Rosenthal, Bill Van Dyke, join me in just a moment.